TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful, but rainy, that doesn't mean it's not beautiful, Thursday, September 25th, year of our Lord, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:15 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because it's the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great Basiliga hospitality, the people who made us and kept us free, like Paul Hill, Scranton, Richard Jones, Dunmore, Rudy Casarda, Falls Township, Frank Larkin, Scranton, Kenneth and Richot, Shikshini, and Daniel Schultz, Orangeville, the United States of America. The place founded with the certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, indispensable, amazing founding fathers that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials. Because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Because we'll get it right no matter what they say. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace this beautiful planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And yes, the double entendre is intended. So with our commitment to common sense We promise that we will be able to provide for all of you a sanctuary of sanity as we gavel this meeting of the Club for Common Sense to order. So much going on, but dear Lord, isn't it? It's like every day is like seven news days. I mean, it really is this. Ah, dear Lord. Anyway, our man, David DeCosmo, he gives us our local history. And we have a disastrous mass murder that shocked and rocked Northeast Pennsylvania. And he's on to talk to us about that. And you could tell he's here because March of the Cue Balls by Henry Mancini, his theme song, is playing. David, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Good morning to you.
Yeah. So tell me, let's start from the beginning. George Banks. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. What this is, of course, the anniversary of the biggest mass killing that we've had. It was the largest mass killing in the United States since 1966 when it happened. Banks was a former prison guard, but Bobby had also been a prison inmate. He had a very varied background. And on this date, in 1982, he drove to the Heather Highlands Trailer Park in Jenkins Township. He had an AR-15 rifle in his arms, and he slaughtered four people there, including a son that he had been involved in a custody battle for weeks and weeks before that, although that was supposed to be settled. And then he drives to Schoolhouse Lane in Wilkes-Barre, where he opens fire on people there, killing seven inside the house, and he shot two people outside the house, and one of them died. So 13 victims in all, five of them were his own children. And a couple of the women involved were considered to be his common-law wives at one time or another. So there's a big manhunt, of course. This all happened, all started around 2 a.m. Saturday, September 25th of 82.
When were you alerted as a news guy? Yeah. When were you alerted?
I got called out about 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock. At that point, we knew there had been a mass shooting. At that point, we didn't know it had been in two locations. And my cameraman at the time was Bob Dennis. And I remember meeting him on a street corner in downtown Wilkes-Barre where there were a mess of police around. They thought that Banks had been seen in that area, and as quickly as I arrived and met up with Bob, the police scattered somewhere else, apparently another report from being cited, and I'll never forget the feeling that Bob and I are standing in a place where they thought he had been seen, and all of a sudden the police leave, and we wound up chasing them as they were chasing Banks.
So they identified him almost immediately?
Yes, yes. Okay. He had talked. He was holed up at that point in a home on Monroe Street, which was the home that had a friend of his had owned the home. And the friend's mother happened to call that home, and Banks answered. And he knew her. He talked with her respectfully on the phone and said, "I've done something awful. I've killed my family." And she tried to talk him out, and he would not come out. So the news media is now converging on this home on Monroe Street. That was 28 Monroe. I was literally...
About what time, roughly?
Oh, boy, this is before noon.
Okay.
Right before noon. So I'm lying on the ground in my suit behind a porch. He was at 28. I was at probably 30 or 32 Monroe, again, lying on the ground, sticking my microphone out, because what happened was his mother tried to get a hold of him and refused. He refused to come out. He was still armed, and a man that he knew for some time, Robert Brunson was his name, and he actually came out in front of the house and was talking to Banks for a long time. Now, there was a very, very controversial incident that happened during all this, and WILK was involved. The district attorney, Robert Gillespie, requested that a number of stations broadcast a false news report in which it was stated that the kids, that all the people are still alive, but in critical condition, thinking that would lure him out. I have to tell you, this is a debate until this day. I understand the thought, the good meaning behind this, but I always disapproved of it, and I have to say that were I the man asked, I would not have done that. And one sole reason, news people have one thing, and that's credibility. And if you lose that credibility, you've got nothing. So if you tell people a false report on one day, then, you know, should they believe what you're reporting the next day? Or has someone else influenced you there?
Although that was a different age and time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But Brunson talked to him. Now, all that time, he was on occasion in the sights of a couple of county detectives, including the late Jim Zardecki, who apparently had a good chance at doing a sniper shot and taking Banks out. He was not given the green light, but I talked to Jim before he passed away, and Jim told me he would not have taken the shot, probably even if given the go-ahead, because his fear was if it wasn't a fatal shot, Banks would open up, and there were so many people, yes, granted, staked out around there, but the odds are somebody else would have been hit. I don't think he would have been able to get me. I was off to the left behind that porch. But there were enough people in the area that could have been killed.
Now at this point, at some point like mid-morning, they knew the horror of what he'd done at the trailer park and in Wilkes-Barre, right? They realized, yes. Wow.
Yes, neighbors had heard the shots at the trailer park. They even one neighbor even claimed they heard him yell out, "I'm going to kill all of you." And then the gunfire opens up there, and now he moves down to Schoolhouse Lane after that. So they were well aware they were dealing with a mass killer, the extent of which became known fairly rapidly. Banks eventually did surrender. It was really taken into custody without any immediate threat. He put down his rifle and gave up. He was tried. He was convicted of 13 counts of murder. He was sentenced to 12 death sentences and one life sentence. That was in 83, Bob. Mm-hmm. And he actually came within a day of being executed in 2004 when he underwent a competency hearing, and a couple psychiatrists and a psychologist described him as being delusional and irrational, and Judge Michael Conahan, who has some other notoriety to his name, he was involved in the Kids for Cash controversy, but he declared him mentally incompetent and therefore unable to rationally understand the death sentence and its complications and its implications. And so Banks remains in prison to this day. I talked with his attorney, Al Flora, must have been almost a year ago now, maybe a little less. I was hoping to perhaps talk him into an interview with Banks that I might do for Electric City Television. And Flora told me, Dave, he's irrational. He doesn't know what he's saying or wouldn't understand what the question is. So Al would not give me permission to do that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of attention to the case today being the anniversary. 22 and 28 have done a piece already, and I think they've got a podcast in the works, which I may be involved in. But, you know, Bob, at that point, the term mass shooting was almost unheard of. As I said, the biggest mass killing before that was a man in Texas that shot 15 people in 1966. And now, unfortunately, that term has become a little bit too common for us. But we remember it on this day in this area because of George Banks.
Well, fortunately, it is still shocking to all of us. But the George Banks massacre, it devastated. How did people react to it, David? They must have been just, what? I mean, they must have just been confused that this could possibly happen at this scale.
Well, first of all, for several hours, people were being basically told to shelter in place because they didn't initially know where he was. I know my daughters were scheduled to go to some sort of event involving their school, although it was a Saturday, there was some sort of event, and that was put on hold. But ironically, I've often said, were I to write a book on my news adventures, not personal, but news, the title would be, I Never Thought That Anything Like That Could Happen Around Here.
Yeah.
And those comments were certainly what you heard from everybody back in September of 1982.
Amazing. The George Banks murders. Wow. David Acosmo, thank you as always. We appreciate you taking the time to inform us and remind us and also expand on what we know about the George Banks murders. We appreciate it, and we look forward to your next roll down history lane here.
Thank you, Bob. As always, I hope all your news is good.
All right. David DeCosmo. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our great veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. We feature today just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, as we head towards the weekend. Three great bar restaurants. Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern in West Scranton, the Trips Park section. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. And then fine dining, oh, the best. Aterra 519, 519 Linden Street, downtown Scranton. The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre, South Franklin Street. And no cover tonight at Sergey's, the nightclub. Frank Larkin. We lost him October 1st. He was 84 years old. Survived by his wife of 55 years, Rosalie Vladika Larkin. He was born in Scranton, a graduate of Scranton Prep, University of Scranton, a veteran of the United States Navy, where he spent 4 years as a corpsman with the medical service at Bethesda Naval Hospital. He was a member of St. Paul's Parish. Known to his family as Bud or his students as Mr. Larkin or the occasional Stubby. That's how I knew him. He was a Dunmore School District teacher for 31 years. Just a great guy. Tennis coach as well. He taught biology, nutrition, environmental science, and of course coached tennis. He loved Dunmore High School. He loved the kids. Always great with them. And we loved him. He loved spending time at Elk Lake. And then he bought a house on Sensentine Road, driving his golf cart around to check with friends. Survived by three daughters, all of whom he called his number one daughter, depending on who was in nearest earshot. Also surviving, in addition to his wife and those three daughters, seven grandchildren. Four sisters, a sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, and other family. A great guy. I never knew he served. Frank Larkin. Another guy I knew and admired, Rudy Casarda, Rudolph Casarda. He died at age 86 on February 8th this year. He was from Falls Township. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren when he passed away at Providence Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo, California. His wife, Helen, passed away in 2022. They'd been married in 1961. Rudy was born in Forest City, graduate of the great Benjamin Franklin High School in Carbondale, received a bachelor's degree in health and physical education from McNeese State in Louisiana, then receive a master's from East Stroudsburg. Very prominent referee. He was everywhere in the sporting environment around Northeast Pennsylvania, Lackawanna County. He was a United States Marine veteran, prominent teacher and coach in Northeast Pennsylvania, past member of Immaculate Conception Church, Scranton, and currently a member of the Church of St. Benedict Dalton. Member of Eminon Country Club, he and I shared our love of the Raiders, the old Oakland Raiders. Survived by three children, six grandchildren, and many other family members. The great Rudy Casarda. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Check them out. It's the weekend. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. It's not a great one, although we need the rain. I'm not kidding about this. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker, our buddy, he tells us today cloudy and muggy with rain, 72 degrees. Tonight cloudy with rain tapering off, so I guess it's an all-day thing, low of 62. Friday partly sunny with a chance of a shower, 75. Saturday partly sunny, 77. Sunday partly sunny, 75 degrees. You need a washout now and then. You really do. I hear the rain beating down on the roof here at the studios where it tells me it's 69 degrees outside. I was supposed to golf today. I even have the little getup on, but that doesn't look promising at the moment.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Elvis. Murph tells us this date, 1956. Love Me Tender. I don't know how this could happen because you had to go to record stores at the time, but it sold over a million copies before its release. The only single ever to do that. I'm going to have to get Joe Nardone to let me know how it's possible to pre-sell a record. It's release. Interesting. Hey, by the way, on our friend Frank Stubby Larkin, my old teacher, Mr. Paul texted an advisor to the school newspaper, the Crimson Courier, as well. And our friend Mary Regina said loved Mr. Larkin and dedicated her yearbook to Frank Larkin. Great stuff. Oh, he was a good guy. Really, truly good guy. Let's go to the blower. We got Bill from Pittston. Hi, Bill. Bill, are you there? Did I press the right button? Bill?
Good morning.
There you are.
I'm here.
There you are, Bill.
I'm here.
We got you.
Well, I did it. I read it cover to cover, and if it wasn't so serious, I think it was a self-parody.
the Kamala book?
She is one of these people. There's nine people in a room witnessing the same thing. Eight people say almost virtually the same thing, and she says stuff that you wonder if she's on the same planet. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just the way she even describes how she picked Waltz. Here's what she says about him. It's how delusional she is. She said, just because he couldn't read a teleprompter wasn't a problem. Here was a guy who knew how to put an engine together, a guy who could talk knowingly to a farmer about hogs and soybeans, a guy who knew what it meant to hunt and fall and put food in the freezer to last through winter.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's just going on and on.
And it was all phony. The funny part about it was all phony. That's what he faked at. Oh, my gosh. Well, she's gullible enough. And by the way, they don't care what the reality is. They care what they can get away with. So they could create an image of him, create an image of Biden, create an image of her, which was at complete odds with the reality and the truth. Wow.
Absolutely. She writes this as if everybody else is losing their head in a moment of crisis, and she keeps her head. And how unlucky we are that we didn't elect her, because she was in the closest election in the 21st century.
Which was a lie. That's what you made that statement.
Yeah, just the stuff that she said about the governor. She talked about, I told him bluntly that he had unrealistic expectations. Vice president is not a co-president. I had a nagging concern he'd be unable to settle for a role as number two. You know, the word that comes to mind, she's so superior, supercilious. She really thinks she is so superior to everybody. And if she was in command, oh, my God, we just looked to her. Like when Waltz was debating J.D., she said, she yelled at the screen, "You're not supposed to be his best friend. You're supposed to debate him." And if I had been able to coach him, he would have done much better. You know, it's like... And the other thing that's popular, there's so many like little explosions going on, not major ones, but like her husband gets pulled over by Mrs. Biden. Jill pulls him over and says, "Are you with us or not? If you're not," and then her husband exploded and said, "They hid you all this time, and now all of a sudden they wonder if you're loyal." It's just ridiculous. So I'm putting it in my castaway pile. And I'll hand it on to you, and you can cast away it whatever you choose.
All right. Well, make sure you say hello this time.
But it's worth reading just for the laugh.
You've got to look at somebody like her when she's going to express things in her own words, with a lot of help, I'm sure. But these are her thoughts. This is what the pea brain of Kamala Harris actually believes. So there's value in it, because that's how you get to the lunacy of the left. That's how you get to the delusion of the left.
Yeah, she says in one spot that David Plouffe that whole debacle on The View. She said, "I didn't realize people really wanted to know differences. I thought it was assumed. But it didn't really hit me until Plouffe told me people hate Joe Biden. Then I realized I had to stand on my own two feet."
You know. The one of the craziest claims is there wasn't enough time. She was fading in an accelerating fashion. in the election, because as people really got to know her, she had glossed over with a false image all of these years as senator, vice president, attorney general, all that. And once they got to know her, things got really worse and really quickly.
You hit the nail on the head, because when you read this book, the more you get to know her, the more you dislike her. Sooner would have been better for her.
crazy. Well, thank you, Bill, for that synopsis. I will go through it. When you drop it off here, I'll go through it. All right?
Okay.
We'll compare notes. Bill from Pittston. Thank you, my friend. all right. Well, we've got Lorraine. She's got a poem. But we've got the, well, no, let's get her in here. Lorraine, how are you, my dear? We got to condense it a little bit, but I'm so excited to hear from you. I said we'll delay the Bloomberg Money Minute.
Oh, geez, I'm glad I took precedence.
You did. Over the news. That's a big deal.
Well, I'm news too. Okay. Oh, it's so dreary up here. It's pathetic. Okay, I'll read my poem, okay? Autumn Memories. The sun was shining very brightly. There was that familiar chilly nip in the air. And as I glanced all around me, I could see piles of leaves strewn everywhere. While walking to school on autumn mornings, I remember purposely shuffling my feet through them. If I stared at the colors long enough, I could imagine myself searching for a pretty gem. Memories of the crackling and crunching of the leaves bring a special smile to my face. It seems like it was just yesterday when life appeared to travel at a slower pace. There was a happy feeling in the good old days. The surroundings were ever so serene. To me, the world was a happier place. If only I could return and recreate a pleasant scene.
Very nice, Lorraine. Although, you know, do you have a rainy day poem?
Well, that.
If you got
I don't
a rainy,
know.
Well,
know.
Just bear with me. If you have a rainy day poem, we could. I want you to call back again. Go through your stack of compositions and see if you have something on a rainy day. It would be perfect for a day like today. This is like a Cat in the Hat day. Remember the Cat in the Hat book, the original?
No, I never read it.
Oh, yeah. The kids had to stay home because it was raining, and then the Cat in the Hat came and created all kinds of chaos, and then just as the parents were returning, he cleaned it all up. This is a Cat in the Hat day.
Well, I know I have one about perception or deception. Did I read that to you last week, or was that somebody else I wrote?
Oh, dear Lord, somebody, you know.
I don't know.
You're cheating. That's what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm noted
well,
for that.
Lorraine, I love that one. I liked it. But tell, if you have a rainy day poem, you can call us back. All right.
Okay. Well, it's semi-rainy, but I think I'll see what it reads. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Lorraine from Hazleton on a rainy day in Northeast Pennsylvania. We'll take a break and we'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Murph tells us that Roy Orbison, he moved up to number 4 this date 1961 with his hit Crying. Well, my Bicardo jeweler watch tells me all I need to know. It's not a Raymond Weil. They have that. It's not Breitling. It's not Oris. It's not Longines. It's not Michelle. It's not a Shinola watch. It's not a Luminox watch. It's not a Swiss Army watch. It's not a Seiko watch. It's not a Tory Burch watch. It's not Victorinox watch. It's a Bicardo's watch. And it tells me 10 o'clock and change. We got to go. The news. We'll be back after this. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cadaro Show podcast.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.